KM4, HKX. Over.
Morning, Patrick. KM4 NAP.
Morning, Ed. How are you?
I can't complain, I don't reckon. Never put one foot in front of the other, so I guess I'm doing okay.
Still looking down on the grass instead of on the roots.
So what you got planned today?
So we're out this morning, or today, and then this afternoon I got to be home by 5 and meet an electrician up at my father-in-law's house and see if we can figure out what's going on up there.
Mess with electricity, it can get hairy.
I don't mess with it. I call somebody that knows what they're doing.
I go to college. I worked in an electrical shop in a cotton mill for a while. And believe me, you learn real quick not to trust what you see.
After that, I've done plumbing repair for a while, messing with the electrical on water heaters and pumps, that kind of stuff. I tend to stay away from it if at all possible.
One time, working the week of the 4th, plant was shut down, and we were doing a lot of repair work, and one of the guys thought that 440 was dead, and he touched it with a screwdriver, and it split it all the way back to the handle. It was a good thing he had a rubber grip on that thing.
Oh, it's cold up here this morning, damp, so making it worse.
Looked a few minutes ago, and it's 28 degrees here.
22 here.
It's not snowing or raining.
I hadn't looked this morning if they're still calling for snow this weekend, but I'm hoping it doesn't move on, so go down to the Greenwood Ham Fest.
They know what's going to happen this weekend. They keep changing it back and forth. Snow, rain, nothing, rain, snow. They don't know. I think they just throw a dart at the dartboard and hope for the best sometimes.
I'm Douglas. N4A's Eddie. Hey, that's Ed and Patrick.
Dude, you got it right. And that's why they call it a family practice, because they're always practicing.
Done good this morning, Patrick.
Well, this morning, which is unusual, it's because all the, it's so damp, moisture in the air. It's 22 degrees outside. I'm freezing this morning.
Well, we're 26. You're 22. I just thought we were cold. On your second cup of coffee yet?
I'm gonna go get that second cup.
We're about ready for one.
Me long to work on a cup of coffee, and believe me, it's not a small cup.
Now, why don't you just hook up to an IV?
But I don't like needles.
Okay, you got that little thing you can keep beside you and roll around, but yeah, go get you one.
Ed, I'm going to take your advice and go get it.
I need one, Patrick, didn't you?
That time.
Boys. Hey, we were supposed to have Gracie, my youngest brat. She was telling me yesterday that we're supposed to have ice and snow or something Friday night or over the weekend. Have you heard about that?
For snow Friday and Saturday, at least up here anyway. Now, I don't get too concerned about it. It's still too far out, but tomorrow I will start monitoring it a little closer.
Yeah, what you mean? It's we're pretty. I told you I got that generator all finished, didn't I?
So they got it all set up, working like it's supposed to.
They did it. I guess it was last week. That's right. We didn't talk over the was it New Year's and all. So, but yeah, that's when they did it between Christmas and New Year's. They got it. Did a test run and all. So anyway, I was at my youngest brat's house yesterday, and we were kicking at it. She wants a generator, so I got Johnny to go over there and look at that. We're going to put her one in, too, I think, because she's up there, you know, with the baby and all.
She definitely needs some backup power then. Oh, might get to try it out here sooner than you want to, though.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm itching to see it work for at least 2 or 3 hours, just see it come on and go off, you know, something like that. But, you know, I'm not ready for a big snowstorm or anything where we're stuck. But she has to, you know, like when everything went out during the storm, she went and stayed with my oldest daughter. They're not far from each other, about 5 minutes, and she stayed over there with them because they got a generator. They ran that thing for, I think, 8 days straight with no power.
I was without power up here for not quite 2 weeks. I don't remember how long it was. It was like 12, 13 days.
For an hour that long?
I can't remember exactly how long it was, but it's more than a week, but less than 2 weeks.
But here at the house, I think we were 6 days. I think that's what it was, because I know when we got ours back on, Lene's was still going for a couple of more days.
For some reason, we didn't get ours back on when everybody else did. I don't know what they ever found was wrong, but they found something that kept just like 6 houses from getting power.
You got the big generator, though, don't you? The standby?
Earlier version of what you have. It's a little smaller, too. It's about 15K instead of 24. And the automatic function on it's not working anymore. So I had to go out and start it. I don't believe that big an issue because it's just simple push one button.
Getting right.
And it's just a rocker switch. Pick manual instead of automatic or off. It's a three-way rocker switch.
They showed me how to do all that. It's got three little buttons. They're LEDs. Probably just something to go wrong, you know.
Somebody ought to look at mine and get it fixed again. But that thing is, it's getting close to 25 years old now, so it's got some age on it.
Void in the panel.
One of the circuit boards up there, from where it sits outside, the hot and the cold, hot and cold, just got moisture on it and corroded. But there again, I don't know for sure.
Board in there, because mine's got one, so that could be what goes. I know it's got a humongous relay in there, or I called it a solenoid, and I mean, you can hear that thing when it fires.
That transfer switch goes off. You hear that thing ka-chunk. But I am getting to the where I'm going to have to jump over the other repeater. I don't know if Ed can make it from where he's at. So you hang out here, and then I'll be back here in a little bit and wait on him, okay?
Meet Ed and see if he can make it over there. If we can, we'll just jump over there in a minute. In 4AZE.
Patrick, KM4NAP. Steve, I'm a true hamster. Got Mike in one hand, a cup of coffee in the other.
You go, girl.
Coffee ever since I was 6 months old. I had pneumonia when I was a baby, and the doctor told my mama to give me a teaspoon of warm coffee and help break things up, and I've been on coffee ever since. Breaks up stuff in the lungs, and it kept me going, and I got to have my coffee. That's one thing I got to have, and I'm not talking about that decaffeinated stuff either.
Stuff.
I have to take a knife and cut you off a piece and chew on it for a while. It ain't coffee.
My wife drinks coffee, but she'll offer me some every now and then, and if it's got enough cream and sugar in it, it's not bad, but it never did take on me. I'll brew it, though.
I tell you, I put a little cream in mine, but I don't put any sugar. I quit that long, long time ago, probably back when I was a teenager. But growing up, when I was real small, that's how they got me to drink it, put sugar in it.
How far you knew you were a coffee drinker?
So probably 5, 6 years old, because we had to get up and take care of livestock and stuff before we went to school. So when we got back to the house, I was always looking for that cup. So I guess I was already addicted at that age.
I haven't done it long enough at a time, you know, in a stretch to get bit. The same way with beer and alcohol. I tried that when I was a kid. It just wouldn't take on me.
Beer fan. I don't like beer. Too bitter for me. And what I have drank make me feel like I was bloated and walking around like a balloon. So I just leave it on the shelf.
I didn't like the taste of it. And the coffee was like that, too. The coffee was too bitter for me. I think that had something. But when you put the sugar and all in it, it knocked that out of there. And I love to smell that stuff brewing. I mean, it's great smell, but it doesn't taste that way to me.
Page monitoring.
Come on in.
Good morning.
Yeah, Marshall here over in Eastern Polk County. Starting to get in a while ago, but you guys wouldn't shut up about coffee, so I had to go get me a cup. We got 20 degrees outside. I hear you guys are getting kind of cold out there, too.
Morning, Marshall.
Got the coldest ice on things out there, at least on the cars and the steps and the stuff like that. So stay in until all that thaws up today. Luckily, I just ride a chair these days being retired.
Ed?
Oh, it is being retired. I get bored real easy being retired. I've been retired so long, I done forgot how to work, I reckon.
Back right about when the Earth's crust was starting to cool.
2018, and they moved up here in 2022 from Florida. So I'm not bored with it yet, and there's always something to do with ham radio out there, either HF or repeaters and stuff.
In 2002.
Elementary school in 2002.
Kids in 2002.
We're out of school, and I had one grandson in 2002.
I'm older than you.
Retired at the age of 78 due to a massive heart attack and a quadruple bypass. So good, I can't really complain. I've had my ups and downs, of course, but, you know, that's just part of life, I guess.
They told me that when they open you up, right? Your chest, they open your chest up, right?
They crack you like a walnut.
Back together, somebody was telling me, I don't know if this is true or not, but you can tell me, that they wire you back together, but they said it never heals up and grows back together where they I guess your breastbone or whatever. Is that true or not?
True. It never grows back together. My dad had a hole in his heart, so they wired his back together, but they took that surgical super glue and glued me back together.
Go back together. Because when they told me that, I said, no, that can't be. Anything heals up, but so it doesn't really.
To grow back together, once they cut it in two, it stays apart. And that's why they glued me. They didn't wire me, but they just glued me. And that's how pretty much they did my incisions on the inside. Outside, they put the staple.
I hadn't heard about the glue. That's got to be some kind of glue. It'd
be pretty good stuff, but I hadn't had any problems with it. And I haven't felt it move. Now, my dad said he could feel his move every now and then, even though he had it wired. But I haven't felt mine move yet, so. And it's been since 2021 since I had it. No, 2001. And I hadn't had any problem with it.
You know, I didn't believe the one that told me that. I said, that can't be. But evidently it's true. N4AZE.
And AP for ID.
H for ID.
I was in here a few minutes ago. He's mobile. He's losing this repeater for a little bit. He went to 285. He'll be back in just a few minutes when reception comes back for him.
KN4KFW Mobile. W2JKT Mobile.
Yes.
Yes. Kenny?
Yeah. Am I doing good or what? I'm 285. We just waited here.
Yeah, I hear Leon over there on 285, Kim.
Leon, he over there. You go say hello to him. I'll be right back. N4AZE.
This morning.
My breakfast stop and headed down 85 toward the office.
The forecast looks like they're pretty sure it's going to snow on Friday down here.
They need to stay home Friday if they felt uncomfortable about driving into the office.
They call 1 to 3 during the day and 3 to 5 at night.
Change 10 more times between now and then, though.
And I see the church over here on 290. They ran their sprinklers. There's a couple of icy patches.
I haven't learned the names yet. Could you guys help me out with your names one more time?
Come on in here, Vinny.
I'm sitting here. I looked at the forecast just a minute ago and for Friday, and they got us down for 96% chance of freezing rain and snow and 76% freezing rain all day Saturday. The name here is Ed, E-Echo D-Delta.
KH, name here is Marshall.
Well, I will do my best to remember. I don't learn names so quickly, so I think it took me a few weeks to learn when I first joined this group, so just bear with me.
Morning, Marshall. I don't think we've spoken. This is Kent, Kilo Echo November.
November. Okay, yeah, I'm up here along the Green River, just north of 74 in extreme eastern part of Polk County.
The call sign's Kilo November 4, Tango Foxtrot Whiskey.
Mine down too, it's Whiskey 2, Juliet Kilo Tango. I know that you mentioned yesterday as I was losing the repeater that we were talking kind of fast. So just want to let you get that, W2JKT.
W2JKT. Was KN4, and give me the last part of that. I've grabbed two pens here off the desk, and neither one of them wants to write on this piece of paper.
Tango Foxtrot Whiskey.
This is Kilo Mike 4, November Alpha Papa NAP NAP.
Yesterday, Ed, yours is an easy one to remember. Transplanted Florida boy, I've driven in snow, I think, twice in my whole life. And that was out in Colorado when I was on a business trip. So, kind of looking forward to this weekend, but kind of scared of it a little bit, too. So I think we'll stay home most of the time once it starts out here.
Story about moving here, I'm originally from upstate New York. So driving in the snow, I think there was actually snow on the ground when I took my driving test when I was 16. But when I moved down here to South Carolina, it was right before they had that huge snowstorm in January of 2011 that shut everything down. And I got up in the morning, and I just drove to work because that's just what we did up north. You know, I mean, a foot of snow on the ground was nothing. You know, just put it in four-wheel drive and go to work. I show up at the office, and there's nobody there. And I had the whole office to myself for like 3 days because everybody was staying home. And, you know, I was just so, you know, I didn't think anything of the snow, and I just went to work. So, Now, I've learned since then that, you know, to just take advantage of the closures, but, yeah, that was a different time back then.
It snowed in Jacksonville, Florida, which is where I lived all my life, except for when I was in the Army. It was in Christmas Eve, 1989. So, didn't get a lot of practice down there for snow.
What do you think tomorrow if it snows? Should I do the RAV4 with all-wheel drive, or should I do Mama's Jeep?
Depends on your driving preference. All-wheel drive, like some of these newer all-wheel drive systems, are really, you know, they're all computer controlled and they're very good. I had a Volvo XC90 once. It was a 2005 model, but it was better in the snow and the mud than my four-wheel drive Armada was. Of course, it was also a lot lighter, but yeah, some of those four-wheel drive, those all-wheel drive systems are really good in the snow.
But they would drive this thing, then at least they got a radio anyway, right?
In trouble, you'll have some communications.
It's usually a princess. It's always in the garage.
Got wet, then. What are you expecting up there in Polk County?
Hey, they were talking, trying to decide whether it was going to be sleet and ice or snow, and talking about 1 to 2 inches, but sounds from you guys that it's gotten worse since then.
Sure now is that it's going to snow, and that usually when Greenville gets their best snow, it comes up from Atlanta. It never makes it over the mountain in snow. It always comes from Atlanta.
As of yesterday, we were just expecting a wintry mix for about 16 hours. I'll have to check it when I get to the office and see what see if there's any updates.
Quite dabbled with weather. Was started to do that when I went to college and ended up doing computer science instead. But it really gets me and aggravates me how these weathermen try to spread mass hysteria and fear and all just to get viewers and ones on YouTube just to get, clicks or something like that. So a lot of hype out there, and you can't tell. These guys are predicting the storm and snow and all 3 weeks ago. You can't tell what the weather's going to do that far out.
I saw on Facebook was like, oh, you're going to get like 18 inches of snow in Alabama. I'm like, no, they're not.
While listening to you guys trying to figure out how to get an image onto my QRZ IO page and stop on my call sign. So I can't see where to set the primary image, though.
About forecast and snow. When I lived in northern Georgia, they started out on Monday that something was going to happen on Friday, and it just kept on and on. And Friday they decided, well, 1 to 3 inches. Then they decided, no, maybe a little bit more, and it was 22 inches later.
Hey, about this weekend, NC9V.
They gonna miss it. Good morning, Leon.
Eric, dude, I hope y'all all go to the Greenwood Ham Fest and lay eyes on you. Yeah, it is Saturday. 9 o'clock Saturday morning.
Leon, good morning. WTJKT.
Hug the car and go.
First from my house.
With friends.
You know that, right? 14 inches, I saw it on Facebook.
Won't be true.
Yeah, with me.
Come on in here, KN4TFW.
W4SBX, Brad in Simpsonville. I was just listening and wanted to say hello and good morning to everybody.
Name here's Ken, Kilo Echo November.
Appreciate the comeback there. I didn't get your call sign, but I didn't write it down.
Kilo November 4 Tango Foxtrot Whiskey. And we're in here with Eric and Ed and Leon, Marshall, Patrick, and I don't know, I left, and Dude.
I know I've talked to Dude, and I think earlier I went and checked in on the early bird net on 80 meters and just got back out here. And so I just want to say hello. I think I heard Marshall in there earlier.
Morning, everyone. KO4HKX. I'm down here at the state line now.
You're not over in Greer, are you?
Church ran their sprinklers and that, and so right there in the curve, it's all icy. That ought to be make for a good day today.
Ooh, thanks for the warning, NC9B. And good morning, that was it. W4SBX. I like that call sign.
NW2JKT and the other station, I missed your name. Sorry about that. Name here is Eric.
Yes, for the warm welcome. My name is Brad here, living in Simpsonville, South Carolina. And, yeah, my call sign got a little story behind it, but I won't get into it now. And, but my GMRS call sign is similar. It's, let me think, WSBX475. So I got this vanity, W4SBX, so it just rolls off the tongue, all right. So I'll be on the side listening. I didn't mean to interrupt anybody's conversation, but thanks for the warm welcome. W4SBX, clear.
Agreement on this net here in the morning that it's agreeable for everybody to interrupt everybody.
Roger on that.
Well, you know, from my Elmer, my brother-in-law, he's been a ham since 76, and he just always told me, listen, listen, listen. And I still do that, and, you know, you guys traveling to work or whatnot, I try to not, you know, chime in too much that way, you know, in case some traffic's bad or something, accident on the road. And, you know, I just don't want to overextend my welcome, you know what I mean. But W4SB is clear.
The Cleveland County forecast, we're now slated for 4 inches of accumulation on Friday, and Polk County will probably be the same, or maybe a little more since you're a little closer to the mountain, but yeah, it's definitely changing, so maybe get some stuff to stick around.
A little bit in the beginning, Eric, sorry.
I'm just telling Marshall that I checked the forecast for Cleveland County, and we're at 4 inches now. On Friday, all on Friday, nothing on Saturday. So yeah, it looks like things are changing. In Mount Polk County, you might get a little bit more than that since you're closer to the mountain.
On the northbound side at 26 and 85, did you see anything?
No, I'm down here at milepost 70, and then northbound's clear.
Weather forecast at? I'm looking on the weather site here in Greer, and I seem to have yesterday still up.
Weather Channel said 90% chance of snow. It said 1 to 3 during the day and 3 to 5 at night for Greer.
Get 3 or 4 inches. I know what I'm going to get. I'll have more than that. I'm too excited about that.
Excited. I'm hoping everybody's got their fingers crossed. They missed it and we get 12 inches.
No, I don't mind getting snow once a year, so I'm kind of excited about it.
I'm with Leon. No excitement here, and Ken, I will not be crossing my fingers. I know Andrew is, and he ain't even in here yet.
On the north side of the mountain, when it snows for what is just a day for y'all, it's a week or better for me.
Today and fill up the company trucks. Just in case they got to use it this weekend.
Look, I'm behind the keys for that thing. They'll drive something old.
Almost 160 miles. I'm still on the first tank. I got it at Halloween.
But it snowed, and before everybody had four-wheel drive vehicles. the guys with the new four-wheel drives, they hated when it snowed because every Tom, Dick, and Harry would be driving their cruiser. It was tracking mud, snow, and, you know, getting stuff all over the side of their brand-new cruisers.
The truck's got lockers on the front axle, so you got to, what, lock them in, and then when you put them four-wheel drive, then you're good to go?
Chicks,
They bought manual hubs, then yes.
They're automatic, thankfully.
Mine too.
Yeah, I think, well, I mean, how would I tell? I see it's got like a knob that you turn in the middle of the wheel.
And some of them have an automatic and manual lock. You just have to go look and see at the hub, it'll tell you.
Mine, the electrician was telling me that usually there's a fuse or a switch you can throw or move to make the cigarette lighter, you know, be switched. But I haven't found it yet. It did come with like a manual. I guess they want you to go online to get the manual.
What bottle truck is it?
Ford F-250.
You will not be able to switch that. It'll either be key on power or powered all the time.
All the time. We put a dash cam in there, and I, you know, didn't want it just sitting there running because it may be a week before I use it.
And get a dash cam that's got auto on it, auto detect movement.
My truck has the auxiliary switches in it, and they are selectable through the, the ignition, the menu system on the truck, whether you want them intermittent or powered on when you start, or you want to remember the last state that it was.
Well, the base model, though, it sounds like, so you won't have all that stuff.
It's got all the switches, auxiliary switches in the ceiling and everything, but I don't, you know, I think they're just there taking up space.
Use the wire to whatever your accessories are. Their wires run out of the hood, usually. I don't know on a 24 because I hadn't worked on one, but that's what they're for. Is like if you want to wire in lights, snowplow, fog lights, you can put on there. Anything, any accessory you want on there, you can do it.
Came with a bag full of wires that are actually going the block underneath the hood, right by the fuse block, and you can insert them in there, and that's what you hook your auxiliary items to.
Anybody else this morning?
Speech for ID. I'm just sitting here trying to figure out where they're underground. It thinks I'm somewhere in Tennessee because that's where my ISP is located for Verizon Wireless.
Yeah, it could think you're anywhere. You just have to put your zip code in and, or you know, put in your city name or something.
Yeah, I'm out in the woods up here anyway, and so got Verizon Wireless for the home internet, and it always thinks I'm over that way. Trying to change. I think I got a stick this time, though, so we'll see.
That's a snow term. We don't want it to stick.
To avoid stick, I heard yesterday we're supposed to avoid the word work, too. Is that correct? Any more words I need to avoid?
Talking about snow, you want it to stick. And then some of us in here are part-time retired.
Vehicle switch. I'll be back in a few minutes. KO4HKX.
There you go. Switch. Can't say the word switch. Switch. I was in trouble.
You ran out of sticks in the yard, didn't you?
9-1.
You should go next door and get one from the neighbor.
I'd have me go get one.
You know, it's bad when she made you go get your own, right? Don't come back with no weenie stick.
I remember one time my mother told me, don't smart off to me, and she slapped me. And I said, that didn't hurt. Well, the next one did. And we're stubborn and hard-headed, I guess. And on our weather channel is that you may see some measurable snow.
Email from the school that they're closing school on Friday.
Henderson got his school, so a 2-hour delay yesterday.
Sorry, Leon Double.
I'm sorry. I just saying they put Henderson County schools on 2-hour delay yesterday. But they wonder what they're going to do today. Match their kin.
Are you able to hit any of the Shelby repeaters from your location?
haven't tried uttering one on DMR once. I couldn't seem to get in. That's, of course, that'd be a little bit harder, maybe. Which repeater should be hitting over there?
Puppy Club has a couple. We've got one on 146.88. It's 146.88 with a PL of 6767. And then we got 147.345. 147.345. I forget the PL on that one. I think it's 123, but I could be mistaken. I might have to look it up.
Rose up later today off of repeaterbook.com and get the correct information. Make sure I know the code on that one.
I'll be doing for the weather nets and stuff, but it's W4NYR. Is the club call sign, W4 November Yankee Romeo. It's easy to remember because this repeater is NYK, so it's just one letter off. But yeah, maybe, you know, I'll probably be tuned in there on Friday if I'm working from home just to, you know, talk about snow and stuff. This repeater from Shelby for my house, so it's unfortunate, but I've tried beams and high gain antennas and everything, and it's just the terrain doesn't do it.
Stars and Bars flag flying at half staff. 85 and business 85.
Flying at half staff.
This is Southern President.
What about that? His funeral is Thursday, isn't it?
See old Jimmy go. I got to shake his hand one time.
Never had the pleasure.
KN4PFWA made it to 100. He was married 77 years.
Well, about his politics, but there's I've never known a more genuine and empathetic person to hold the office. So you know, he did love people and he just wanted the best for everybody. So you know, definitely sad to see a person like that go.
On that one. Yeah, ditto here.
He was an outsider in Washington, and people didn't want to work with him up there, kind of like what they did with Trump. So, W4MKH Friday, and that's enough politics out of me.
W2JKT, yeah, I definitely get it. It's a different climate today for sure, but yeah, how about that snow?
Full pallet, 50 bags worth of ice melt. And hopefully it'll be here this week, but I got 48 bags left. Pellets. I need to order a pallet of pellets. Also, we're rolling.
Salt in there, but I really don't need that stuff, because if it gets out there and it gets a bunch on the ground, I ain't going out of house.
Get ready to pull up the office. So I might just tell them I can't work Friday if they need me. Stay home. Do the same thing. But y'all have a great day. Good talking to y'all, and hopefully lay eyes on you in Greenville. Greenwood, excuse me. And E9B. 7-3-L.
Good day. Be safe. This is W2JKT.
7-3 Leon. Have a safe day. KN4TFW.
You would have missed. I had the radio down, and I've been watching the weather and all that stuff. I didn't know what I missed on radio.
Up where I am.
As best I can tell, they're saying about 2 inches in this area. Possible ice forming, sleet and stuff like that.
When I checked it, it said 1 to 3 Friday day and 3 to 5 Friday night, and it just said all snow. It didn't say nothing about freezing rain.
Guessing about this thing because they said they'll know more as the low approaches or develops or something.
The low goes, the more chance of snow. The more north it goes, the more chance of freezing rain. But I'm pulling in the parking lot, guys. So I'm going to say 7-3. Everybody have a safe day, and I'll catch you guys in the morning. KN4TFW.
Oh, no, Kenny, you're not going to work right now.
Pay your bills.
I'm sorry.
I hope it goes easy for you today. See you after a while in 4AZ.
K2JKT, I gotta try to remember your radio one of these mornings. Have a great day.
And KO4HK.
KNKM4NAP.
W4MKH. Trickles, you're loud.
Blue open.
Gonna happen yet? They're just guessing here.
I'd say it's good until Thursday.
Dang it, they're calling it a polar vortex. Have you heard that yet?
That marketing term for these winter storms about 5 or 10 years ago.
Used cars went to pre-owned.
It's a polar vortex.
I don't know, doesn't it?
Marketing term. Are you set up for HF as well?
HF in here. I've got actually running my HF rig is a Yaesu FT710, and then I got another Hermes 2 coming in later this week or next week as soon as the guy ships it to me. So HF is where I really like.
Yeah, I've got a small fleet of older Kenwood TS radios. I've got a 590 is my newest one, but I've got a 950 SDX that I like for SSB, and then I use the 590 for digital stuff. So, yeah, there's quite a bit of digital. I know the guys here in this group that have left, Kenny and Patrick, we've messed around with, like, JS8 call and some other stuff from time to time, but we've never been able to all get on at the same time. So we've been working on that for a while, but one of these days we'll maybe actually get to it.
I'm still here, Eric.
Sorry.
Eric over there in Shelby was talking just a minute ago.
Yeah.
Talking about HF, I'm still trying to get my voice straightened out here.
I've got my privacy locked down, so it's hard to find me.
Eric, called Blue Ridge WX, kind of monitors weather and emergency stuff like that, kind of centered around this area here and up towards Lake Lure. Thought you might give.
I'll see if I can find it. Blue Ridge WX.
Roger that.
KO4C.
And 4AZ.
X and Marshall, this is Patrick out of that group.
Patrick, I just knew you from the nest on every night, Greenville.
Not I call Sunday nights, but yeah, that's me.
Yeah, the group's pretty good. We did they're getting into a lot of the digital stuff for VHF and stuff, WinLink and Varna and all that stuff, which I haven't got into yet, but some good guys in there with Jay and a couple of the others.
Yeah, Jay, Charles, Cliff, me, Larry, Andrew has just checked in. Again, good morning, Andrew. And a few others, Jan. So there's a bunch of us in there.
Sitting back and drinking coffee and listening to the traffic.
Up there.
Yeah, I'm going to get off 9 to 2 because I got to get ready. The wife got a doctor's appointment early this morning, so I'm just sitting back listening and enjoying some coffee and before I have to start getting everything in a row.
Are you in the truck or the car?
Would work, I'd do it, but I am sort of needle shy. I've been stuck too much, I don't want to see them.
When they draw blood?
Sir.
I can't stand to watch it.
Yeah, I gotta go pull up the top
in the 30s now, so got a little bit further south than I normally do, but I'm gonna go ahead and sign and wish you all a good morning and a good day. And maybe I'll catch some of y'all this afternoon on my way home from work. This is W2JKT. I'll be clear on your final.
738. Good to hear you this morning. Be safe. Final talk to you this afternoon. KO4HKX.
738. KO4. 04C.
Toodles, Eric, N4AZE.
4SPX, don't work too hard.
It's KM4NAP.
It's secure in our retirement plan.
Oh, that's secured from what I'm reading.
They were saying that back when I was in my 30s.
They would put the money back in that they borrowed out of it. It would be very solid.
Was Al Gore said we'll put it in a lockbox,
and flipping the wrong switch could wipe it all out either way.
With you there, Marshal.
They saw nothing but bits and bytes in a computer somewhere, and they flipped the switch the wrong way, and you got nothing.
It cover your ears.
Oh, and not being there, so I'm just throwing that money towards y'all's retirement.
Close your eyes, Ethel.
You got to worry about all that.
This way, is if it's there, it'll just be a bonus. It's Cherrydale, down on Pointe Highway and Cedar Lane Road.
Is he right?
Yep, I guess you could say that because we do eat Mexican today.
A Mexican?
You can identify as whatever you want to. It don't matter. But I believe I'll pass.
Came today to Julio Garbanzo or something.
Downhill real fast.
Get away out of it. Yesterday that you live over in Polk County and you moved down here, about 3 years ago? Am I hearing that correct?
Moved up here, let's see, this is 25 from the 4th. We moved up to Hendersonville in Laurel Park in September of 22, and then we moved down here, eastern part of Polk County, in April of 23 when we bought this house. So I've been in here about a year and a half, come up from Jacksonville, Florida, which is where I'd lived my whole life until, except the time I was in the Army and moved around a little bit.
I just got bits and pieces of it yesterday. When you were doing that, I was in what I call the black hole of Hendersonville.
Yeah, I was up there in Laurel Park, and that could be a black hole, too, because I stay in a condo there, and then we'd rent it, and there's like a 60, 70-foot ridge all around me, so I had limited access up there. But I got involved with this repeater via our Echo Link. I couldn't think of the name there for a minute. Back before I came up here, so I talked to a bunch of the guys up here and checked into the net quite a bit while I was still in Florida. So I learned my way around the area and know where to go looking for houses and stuff.
I talked to you a couple times then when you were up here looking around, just putting two and two together this morning.
For me to do these days. W4MKH for ID.
County, on the weather, when there's weather happening in the summertime, especially, Polk County is always getting the thunderstorms.
Bridge is right there, just above them, and it banks up.
I'm just saying, I like thunderstorms. I think they're cool, but I think they're in Polk County is always getting them.
And then I finally put up a weather station last year because I was getting tired of trying to average Columbus, Forest City, and Rutherford to see what my temperature really was.
I've got one up, but not. It doesn't have wind speed or rain gauge on it.
Stuff that's coming in from the south and the west fairly easy, but it's coming in north and west of us, the mountains break it up, and it kind of skips around us here. I guess it has something to do with that isothermal zone we're supposedly in.
Yeah, you'll see a lot of that, these mountains act like a wedge and just split it up.
You can do the weather pattern as it comes in, KO4CN.
And 4AZE.
It took me a while to figure out your call sign yesterday. I was like, man, that sounds familiar. So I was glad to hear you back on the radio in the mornings with us.
a while. It's been like 2 years, 2.5 years since I've been on. This radio and took it out of the truck. I got tired of it sitting in the truck and not getting used much, so I put it in the house so I could come in and see you guys in the morning.
Run a paper up 15 years after they retired me, and that's how I got started with the guys. And of course, we still got a couple that we don't hear anything out of. We don't hear anything out of Mike or Tim anymore.
You talk to them on the phone or anything lately?
Talked to Mike probably about a month and a half ago, and way business is, he's in and out. Tim went to another place to work instead of working with Mike. And so Mike has to go in like 4 o'clock in the morning and get everything done before they open up.
I don't know. There's some mornings I'm on the air out there about that time, so Monday and Thursday.
Told him I'll pass it on, tell him he needs to get in there with us.
Out near Simpsonville somewhere?
Well, here, just outside of Clemson.
Here's Simpsonville.
4SBX, Brad here. I'm in Simpsonville.
Yeah, was some Simpsonville. Well, you and I were talking about you eat at the China Inn down there in Seneca.
As far as I know, it'll probably, this coming Sunday, I'll probably be there.
Get my welding tank filled up. We'll go there and eat too, because it's not about 2 minutes from the Seneca Welding.
Email off the QRZ and let me know, and we'll see if we can't grab lunch together and at least see what we look like.
We just be a couple of old guys, right?
There's one restaurant in downtown Seneca. They have a section for retirees. Just go over there and sit and drink coffee and reminisce.
Who's it? He used to do a good business. It's it was further, west of on 123, going back, not far from Kiwi. Dodge Chrysler. There. It was a place on the right going back. A white building. It used to stay packed.
About Paul's Diner, are you?
Yeah, that's it.
Put in an apartment there now.
Forever did a good business.
I remember right that restaurant officially opened up as a 123 truck stop back in 1954, 55, somewhere along in there.
Ben.
54 model. Still running. Had to have some parts worked on, but we still hitting it.
Drip a little oil.
I'm going back out of here because I got to get ready and take Mama to the doctor later on this morning and get her up and moving. So 7-3 to all y'all. Y'all be careful, the ones going into work, and hope to catch you in the morning. And Marshall, I'll try and catch you later on today if I can. So 7-3, KM4 and AP will be on the side.
7-3, Ed, tell Carol we say hello. KL4HKX.
I'll be in and around today. In the shack, 74MKH.
KO4C, glad to hear you back on air.
See you later, Ed. Hope y'all have a safe one. N4AZE.
Okay, I got a few more minutes.
Handling in the parking lot, so I got a few more minutes till I get my spot.
You're having to work, aren't you?
Yeah, if you call it that.
You're the boss, aren't you?
You supervise. Pretty much. You'd think with the older people, you wouldn't worry about that, but it's just as bad in my house.